Hey, my name's Tyson, and I live in Australia, and I'm 22 years old. And I came to this this act of looking at myself through pretty much through hearing John. And how I came to John was through for years looking for something to make me okay with my own life. And yeah, so what John said seemed to make sense to me. When I first heard of what he suggested, I thought it was really simple and to the point. There was something about it where I could see that he'd obviously thought about it a lot and had really cut it down. He was talking about something quite specific, and I really wanted to try what it was. To get my first look of what he was talking about, which is looking at myself, I pretty much just listened to what he had to say and listened to him say that the other stuff that I was doing to try to heal my life and try to be happy in my own life wasn't really working. And so pretty much I just listened to what he said, and the biggest thing for me is that he was talking about me, and I knew it. Everything that he said, he was just referring to me, and somehow I knew that. And so the biggest thing for me is to actually look at what I am. And it's always new to try to do that. And it's now the problems and difficulties that I experience and have experienced in trying to look at myself is pretty much just forgetting to do it, which isn't, it's not really a bother because I don't even know about it until I remember to look at myself again. And I remember once John said that the time spent when I'm not looking at myself, the times in between those times is of no importance at all because there's nothing I could have done about it. That advice was really helpful for me. Pretty much like all my emotions and stuff change and all that stuff, but what I am is always fully, it's always present and always available. Sometimes it may seem harder and there's more effort, but I'm always available, and I know that deeply now. Now, what worked for me in this, in looking at myself, is pretty much noticing some of the things that John talks about, which is that the fact that I'm always present, I'm always available, I'm the only thing that never comes and goes, and the fact that it's that I'm me. That's the biggest thing for me. So, for me, that's the biggest point, is trying to look at actually me. A lot of people don't understand that when if I say that or talk about it, because we're so used to talking in concepts and stuff, and I'm actually talking about something physical. It's a physical thing. Now, this course of recovery, pretty much my life's changed in some way, and several weeks ago I noticed it the most, where suddenly I just realized that I can't separate myself from anything that's happening. Like, I can't separate myself from my life. And the effect of this is that I'm so encapsulated in what's happening that I can't complain about it. It's like I'm just so in what's happening, and I'm just so living my life, and it feels really good. And it's not at all what I expected from listening to spiritual things and stuff like that. It's totally different. It's just that I'm just fully engaged in my life, and I see who I am clearly, and it's unaffected by the things that are happening, even when I don't realize that. It's not even affected by that. Yeah, and the adventure continues.